Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top pieces of football, NFL lunch style. If you missed it last night, Sunday Night Football, you've been hearing it during Nolan's update, Joe LaCroix's as well. Seattle, 38-14 over the Commanders. Big news there is Jaden Daniels' dislocated left elbow, probably out for the season. But Sam Darnold started 17-for-17. Now, we just had Miles Simmons on within the last half hour or so, and he's still not sold on Sam Darnold. We know the track record, third pick in the draft of the Jets, didn't work out there, went to Carolina, looked like he was destined to be the backup guy, busted out in Minnesota last year, so the last two games,
right?
And I kind of flatlined. We got big money with the Seahawks, and right now they're one of the best teams in the National Football League, and he continues to play at an extremely high level. They've got a good running game. They've got good receivers. Yeah. I mean, they look like it, and their defense is stout with Mike McDaniel's going to be unemployed, I'm assuming, in another couple of months here. But they're cooking on all cylinders. So are we, Vinny, are you buying Sam Darnold as a guy that can get you deep into the postseason right now? 16 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, they're sitting 6-2 right now, and he's the way he's performing right now, you got to say yes. Because like you said, Bob, they got a hell of a defense too, which helps. And they've got two running backs that are good. And, you know, they got a great receiver. So, yeah, I'm buying it right now.
Quarterback rating 116 for Sam Darnold, which is MVP level stuff. Now, on the opposite side of that, Washington's lost 4 in a row. Daniels comes back, and he's been banged up multiple times this season. Looks like his season has come to an end. They sit at 3-6, and right now only the Giants are keeping them out of the basement. What about Washington? After making it to the NFC Championship game with high hopes this season, they paid Terry McLaurin, another guy that's been hurt a lot. They lose Eckler early in the season. They've had a hard time running the football. Debo Samuel hasn't exactly been the guy he was in San Francisco. So what about Washington here? And maybe the bigger story is Dan Quinn having Daniels in the game at all.
Yeah.
When it was out of reach.
I want to say, Bob, that Washington is the oldest team in the league, you know, which is not a good thing because they've got a great quarterback. And they've got a lot of rebuild ahead of them, I think.
Bills beat the Chiefs, and we'll get to our picks here and get all that good stuff. 28-21. It's a good win. Big win for them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, kind of, you know, Kansas City's 5-4. Just when we thought they were back, they've lost a couple of games since then. But I'm just looking at this. That's great. Beat them in January.
Yep.
No whether doubt. It's in Buffalo, whether it's in Kansas City, whether it's on Mars. Can you do it when the chips are down and Super Bowl berths are on the line? Josh Allen's 5-1 against Patrick Mahomes during the regular season. Donut with sprinkles on it in the postseason, including the last couple of years here.
Well, Bob, right now they're in second place. They got to worry about New England right
sure.
now.
My point is this.
No, I know.
What do we take? Okay, well, great.
Same thing with Lamar. Hey, win your MVP, show me in the playoffs.
Yep. Can you stack these things
yep.
moving forward? We talked earlier about the Bears 47-42 against Cincinnati. When we saw the Bears last week at M&T Bank Stadium, they didn't look like a team that could score 47 points in 3 weeks combined.
Yeah, but we hadn't seen the Cincy defense.
But against that defense, minus DeAndre Swift is what Monagai or whatever his name is. He had a monster game, 176 yards. Loveland had the touchdown, just poor tackling, if you want to call it that at all. Joe Flacco threw four TDs. He did turn the ball over three times.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. But Cincinnati, come on, man. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a Cincy fan, or if I was an offensive player, or even, you know, somebody, you know, an offensive coach, I mean, damn, come on, just get me one. We score 40 and we still lose, you know? I mean, it's the same crap as last year, you know, when we played the Ravens and stuff type thing. So, I mean, to me, I'm frustrated as hell. And if I'm the head coach, I'm saying, you know, to my GM, you gotta get me. You're gonna get me fired because your drafting and stuff on defensive players sucks.
Yeah, and Flacco's out there dealing to Higgins and Chase, and he's getting Noah Fant. If all Chase Brown is yeah. all of a sudden become a guy after a slow start, but they couldn't stop a nosebleed right now.
No,
defensively.
Oh, Bob, what'd they go like 70 yards in 20 seconds?
Yeah. But just the tackling, and I was watching a lot of the post-game shows, and it's just like nobody raps anymore. Everybody goes for the shoulder, the big hit.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. And Geno Stone, the futile attempt to catch Loveland, running in for the game-winning touchdown. And Chase Brown went off, and rightfully so.
Now, Bob, the DBs that hit you, Denver, you know, I mean, they had a couple penalties. You know, I mean, they're headhunters back there.
It's NFL Lunch, video at Haney 105.7, the Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Also in the division, Pittsburgh 27-20 over the Colts. Second loss of the year for Indianapolis. Colts turned the ball over six times yesterday. Danny Dimes, three picks, two fumbles lost. Pittsburgh, okay, they didn't dominate the game by any stretch of the imagination, but they won and broke a two-game skid. So at the very least, it calms down Steelers fans a little bit. And I guess if you're a Danny Dimes detractor, you're going, it's November now. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Here he turns back into the pumpkin here. They have their highest scoring offense in football going into that game.
Well, they got Tennessee this weekend at home.
Get right game.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, one thing that, you know, with the Detroit-Minnesota game again, you know, Detroit was on bye, all right? And Jameson Williams, they paid a ton of money to. You know, and Gibbs has been killing it. I mean, why are you don't give the ball to Gibbs? You don't. What the hell are you doing?
That's 2 weeks in a row that
right.
Gibbs has been a non-factor.
Yeah,
and the OC went out of his way to say it's my fault Williams isn't having
yeah.
a big
well,
year.
Then, you know, look in the damn mirror and start to give him the damn ball because he's legit. We saw that up close and personal.
What worries me about the Vikings coming up on Sunday, and we'll start talking about this more in depth tomorrow. They got to golf five times, and granted, he's Flacco-esque in yeah. the pocket, but still, they took Gibbs out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They got all over Jared Goff. I mean, Detroit marched down the field and scored on their first drive. That pass rush, and say what you will about creating schemes yeah. to make things easier for Lamar. That offensive line pass protection for the Ravens is still problematic,
well,
you ask me.
I mean, Bob, it seemed like they were blitzing every down, it seemed like, and... You know, I guess if they can start to, you know, if Henry can get some runs, you know, then, you know, your second and two, third and long is when they were coming most of the time and stuff, you know. And if you get down like Detroit was, then Minnesota's, they're coming.
It's 88 Haney 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Look at our picks, college and pro. This is where Nolan's going to start to shine, and rightfully so. He had a pretty strong weekend. And then we'll talk Maryland hoops. The Wizard, Walt Williams, Terps start tonight against Coppin down in Baltimore. You can hear the game. 105.7 The Fan. Our coverage starts at 5:30. Is it a wait and see for Buzz Williams, his first season? Maryland right now still does not have their full complement of players. A lot of guys expected to play significant minutes are banged up right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, every Friday we get her done. We do our picks for college and pro, select college games, all the NFL games on the schedule. Booze is on the line at the end of the year. Beer for me and Nolan. McAlter for the old Bobster. Yingling for Nolan. And Vinny gets the vino, or at least we get money to go buy wine. And he's been drinking for free during this segment the last couple of years. But I don't know, man. Things may have taken a twist here. It's been a very crazy last couple of weeks with the upsets and everything. So, Nolan McGraw, let's get right into it. What the hell happened?
Coming into the week, standings, Vinny, as you said, holding on to that lead, a pretty sizable lead, 6 games up on me, 18 games up, was on up on Bob, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
And we start here in college, Vanderbilt versus Texas. Right out the gate, already a difference in opinion here. Vinny and I still disrespecting Vanderbilt, or at least I use the term disrespect. Bob went with Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Well, I mean, as we know, Texas won the game, so, it's a good start. This next one here, I mean, look, this is less about us and more about the team that lost, Miami and SMU. Miami, what the hell? You know, when is it going to be enough? When are you finally going to get over the hump?
Crystal ball can't win the big ones, man. Especially in November.
And that was an overtime, thriller for SMU, heartbreaker.
Fans storming the field after. It was pretty cool.
Indiana and Maryland, all three of us were smart in taking the Hoosiers on that one, although Bob did think that Maryland would cover.
I did not get in here, full disclosure. I forgot, I was busy doing things around the house, so I didn't get the bet in, and then Maryland gets the pick right out of the gate. Line went from 21.5 to 15.5. I said, I'm not touching it. Luckily, I didn't, because they lost by way more than 15.
Right. I mean, I was on board with it at 21. I could see it.
Yeah.
Terps have been playing well, playing close.
Yep.
The only thing is, Cignetti likes to run it up.
Yeah. And he did.
Well, they gave him the chance to. I mean, that's thing. You know. Texas Tech versus Kansas State here. Vinny had K-State. Bob and I were correct.
Yay.
I got K-State took the lead 7-0.
Oklahoma versus Tennessee. I told you. It's a good upset spot. Only want to take Oklahoma.
You were lucky.
Yeah.
I'd rather be. Well, now you sound like Caleb Joseph.
Right.
USC and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Vinny, again, said that it would be tough going to Nebraska.
It was. It was. But,
not
you
tough
know,
enough.
Minnie Mahomes broke his leg.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
I tell you what, Rule was pretty, because even after the game, he talked about, you know, because they says, why didn't you put him back in? He said he couldn't run. He says, I can play, coach, but I can't run. He said, I'm not putting a guy.
Yeah, he tried to get back in there.
Yeah. And then they find out he has a broken fibula. Good thing they didn't put him back in.
And we all close out college with a win here. Cincinnati versus Utah. All three of us with Utah. Very convincing win for them.
Yeah, the Utes. Cincinnati's still ranked, though.
Yeah.
I guess they were expecting us.
I mean, they blew the heck out of them.
45-14.
Over to the NFL, the game that everyone's been talking about. Bears and Bengals, insane finish. All three of us fortunate to see that insane finish because we all had the Bears in that one.
Yep.
Maybe Vegas knew something all along. I told you that line was a little fishy being as close as it was.
Yeah, I didn't. Nobody expected the 80 points plus to be scored, almost 90 between the two. But Cincinnati, find ways to lose. Insert Bengals here.
Vikings and Lions, all three of us thought the Lions would easily win this one, especially coming off the bye, but not to be.
No, even Campbell said after the game, that was my fault. We were unprepared. We got outplayed in all three phases. I'll get it fixed.
9.5-point spread, too.
Yeah.
An even bigger shocker here as the Panthers took down the Packers. Very low scoring for most of the afternoon. But the pack went down. All three of us were taking Green Bay.
Yeah, and they lose Tucker Kraft for the year. The Packers do with a torn ACL. And let's commend Carolina, for just making Rico Dowdle the top guy. I mean, Hubbard will get his touches, but Dowdle responded by having a monster game for Carolina.
Chargers and Titans here. All three of us right with L.A.
Yeah, but, you know, they tried to give that game away. Yeah.
Still counts as a win. We'll take it.
That's right.
Take all we can get. Falcons and Patriots, also a sneaky close game here, but all three of us correct with the Pats.
Yeah, Romo missed the extra point.
Yes.
Though Drake May did not have a great game.
Now here's where I go on my run. Niners versus Giants, the two of you. A battle of beat-up teams, giving a little more hope to the Giants here. I went with the Niners. So there's
what
one.
What the hell was I thinking?
I didn't take the Niners?
You did not. I can double-check. I've been wrong before.
No, I believe you.
I'll put a star.
And I'm like, even without Scataboo, why?
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
Here was the real bold prediction. Colts taking on the Steelers. I was a little sick of taking the Steelers because they burned me last week, but I did it again. Glad I did it. Really, less about them, although they did play well, and more about just kind of knowing that the Colts were going to lay an egg at some point. I mean, they weren't going to be what they were the first
six turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Detroit, they marched down the field and scored on their first drive.
Yeah.
Looks like it was going to be easy work, and then it was not.
Broncos and Texans, this was the really fishy line that I was almost second-guessing myself. I took the Broncos. You guys took the Texans.
Well, CJ Stroud got knocked out of the game.
18-50. Yeah, they played a backup quarterback for 3.5
Davis
quarters.
Mills.
Context doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Jaguars versus Radars
right,
here.
I'm like bleep you.
Yeah, stick it in and well, turn.
Why
the
not?
Knife too.
Hold on
take
now.
That victory lap.
There's more. There's more. Okay. Jaguars versus Raiders. I had the Jags. You guys had the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Overtime loss.
Jacksonville sucks. And they. Yeah. Oakland was. Well, Vegas was going for two. They got the deflected.
Yeah,
pass,
we went for two. And Bob. How open was the receiver?
Extremely open.
Oh, my God.
And then Little kicks a 68-yard field goal, breaks Justin Tucker's record. So there you go.
Saints and Rams, nice and easy one here. All three of us with the Rams.
Old Stafford, four more touchdowns there. Yeah.
Keep padding. And Chiefs versus Bills, supposed to be the game of the day. It still delivered. I mean, got upended probably by the Bears and Bengals, but still. Vinny taking the Chiefs, Bob and I with the Bills.
Yeah.
History repeats itself.
If
the Bills
it's in
keep
January,
winning.
We're going the exact opposite.
And then last night's game, Seahawks Commanders, easy work for Seattle. Vinny and I correct on that one. Bob taking the home team.
Yeah.
Commies.
Yeah, that worked out great. What about tonight?
Well, updated standings. Yes. Don't run from this one here. You're going to want to hear this. I was down 6. I have come all the way back to take a 2-game lead.
Yeah.
That's right. 8 games made up in 1 week.
What was your total?
16-3.
Whoa. Damn, how bad was I?
8-11. Bob was 9-10.
You're like the 2025 Guardians passing the Tigers.
So we'll see here. Bob now 19 games back of me.
That doesn't even matter anymore.
2 games back is Vinny.
Oh.
Wow. Damn, that was an 8-game swing.
That is a big, big turn of events. All right, Arizona at Dallas. What are we doing here?
I'm just going to go with the home team, Dallas. I'll trust that offense. We just got talking about the dysfunction with the Cardinals this year. Jacoby Brissett, doesn't matter who's playing quarterback to me. It really doesn't matter at all. I'll go with the Cowboys.
I'll take Cowboys offense is too good.
Yeah, I'll go Dallas. 3.5 is the spread. Now, the trade deadline in the NFL is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Could Calais Campbell be playing his last game in a Cardinals uniform tonight?
I think, Bob, you know, he wanted to go to Arizona. You know, and the Ravens wanted him.
That's where he started. Didn't he start his career there, right?
Yeah. So, if he's traded, I would think the only place he would go would be to the Ravens. And I hope. Perfect scenario for me is they get Calais Campbell and they get Chubb from Miami. And that would be, then we're cooking with gas.
What's draft compensation are you sacrificing if you're Eric DaCosta here?
All right, well, Phillips went for a 3. But the thing is, you know, and Phillips is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and so is Chubb, and they count on the compensatory. So let's say they have to give a 4 or something like that, Bob, you know, and Chubb, and he goes and signs a deal with somebody else or makes some money, they're going to get a comp pick back. So, you know, you're not losing as much as you think right away, but you need a pass rusher desperately, you know, and I don't know how good Lawson's going to be. I hope he's great. You know, but we saw what Chubb did Thursday night. I thought Chubb had a hell of a game Thursday night, and he played the run, and he played physical. So he plays Raven-style football, and you don't think the system would be easy for him? It's the exact same system in Miami as it is here with Weaver down there.
So the Ravens and the rest of the league, there was a trade today. As Vinny said, Phillips goes from Miami to the Eagles. Ravens have already busted a move. They get Gilman from the Chargers, who get Owe in return, who's got 4 sacks in 3 games. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, look, we watched. He wasn't doing jack squat for the Ravens when he was
here.
But good for him to level up here for a team that's certainly looking like a playoff-worthy team, and a right time for him financially, for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? He's... Owe got the Steelers this week at home.
So there you go. Hopefully he gets more action in that defensive backfield. We'll come back, talk Terps basketball, that is, with the Wizard. Walt Williams, Maryland opens tonight against Coppin down at CFG. Our coverage for that game starts on the Fan at 5:30. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two. Maryland, over 6 months removed from going to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. They tip off a new season tonight, downtown Baltimore, CFG Arena. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, joining us now to talk about the Buzz Williams era, which tips off officially. You can hear it on The Fan. Our coverage starts at 5:30. He's on the call along with Johnny Holiday, Chris Nockey. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Maryland legend. He's the wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I hope you had a great summer and appreciate your time as always. Now, the Terps at host Coppin, I guess. It's Baltimore, so we'll say Coppin's the home school as they get the season underway. Last week, Maryland played UMBC minus some key contributors, which we'll get to the new roster here in a second. What were your takeaways? They played that secret scrimmage against West Virginia. Apparently gave up a ton of points there. UMBC was putting the ball in the basket. So what are your impressions of Maryland based on what you have seen so far, at least defensively here?
Yeah, what you mentioned that with the injuries, the biggest impact you see is just on the defensive end, especially the perimeter guys. The offense has been able to break the defense down and get into the paint area and find guys open on the perimeter after drawing the defense. And so you saw that in the UMBC exhibition game where they were able to get a host of clean looks from the outside. So I think that's the biggest impact of losing those perimeter guys to injury. Pretty much all of them are going to be guys who are suspected to be in the rotation. So, but then also you had the guy like Payne down low just being very aggressive and just show that he can be a force down low. So you're hoping that when these guys come back from injury that they'll be able to provide some outside shooting. Adams, the young freshman, he was the primary ball handler out there. And so, you know, you would guess that once again, when guys come back from injury, that you'll have multiple ball handlers and guys being able to play off the ball a little more.
And we had a buzz on last week, Walt, just talking about the team. It's like when they first got together, they needed name tags to even know who everyone is. And I know Adams talked about they did a lot of things off the court to develop some level of chemistry for sure. And Buzz is running them all over the place, putting them through that boot camp. How long does it take to get any level of semblance of a team chemistry? And it looks like Washington's going to be out for a while. Who knows what's going on with Rice and the other guys who are banged up right now, Coit and Slick Watts' nephew there. So how long is it going to take for them to really find out who they are? You got Coppin tonight, then Georgetown coming up on Friday, and the Hoyas look to be much improved this season compared to the last couple of years.
Well, it's going to be tough right now when you, like I said, you're dealing with injuries to guys that are suspected to be in the rotation. So now what happens is you have guys that are playing that probably, you know, won't be in the rotation. And so it's going to be hard to establish your identity early on, depending on, you know, who can come back when. But like I said, I think in the interior, I think they've established with a guy like Payne that they can get the ball inside. It's just about What can you do from the perimeter, offensively and defensively? Right now, they are really hampered on both ends, and so it's going to be really hard to determine what their identity is right now when you have such significant injuries to key guys.
The Wizard Walt Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Guillermo Del Pino, he's a freshman, did well over the summertime playing abroad in one of those tournaments. He was like the dude. He's only 18 years old. What do you like about his game? 6'5", buck 83. Obviously, a lot of growing left to do there.
You know, absolutely. He's going to be a guy that's just going to have to get used to this level of playing, you know, the physicality of it. You can see that offensively he got some things to work with. He had a nice floaty on the baseline. And so you see he has some things off the dribble. You suspect that he's a guy who's going to be counted on to be able to hit shots from the outside. But, you know, he's going to have to learn how to what he needs to do in terms of angles and cutting guys off defensively. You can see he has some troubles out there staying in front of guys on a defensive end. So that's some aspect of the game he's going to have to grow in.
Well, what are your early impressions of Buzz Williams coming in here with great success? He's been to the tournament with three different schools, now comes into the Big Ten with the Terps. What do you think of Buzz right now?
Well, you know, it was difficult to be able to recruit so late in that portal and then being able to have a whole new roster. I mean, those are just unbelievable circumstances. So, you know, I don't know how high the expectations are for this season right here, but you know, a guy like Buzz Williams, he has the experience. He's been in the tournament. He knows what it takes. So you hope that he can rally the troops and get these guys accumulated with each other as quickly as possible.
What do you think it'll take till January before, you know, they start to get comfortable with a whole new roster?
You know, for me, I don't know, man. For me, it's playing basketball. And, you know, if you can get guys into a rhythm and understanding with the offense, what you're trying to get accomplished here in the offense, right now you can see they're trying to get the ball inside the paint and him be the dominant guy and feed off of him. So right now it's just about can he dominate early on? And if he can you make shots when he draws a lot of attention? So, you know, if they can do that, and then on the defensive end, just being able to keep guys in front and finish off defensive possessions, rebounding the ball, you know. So I don't know how long it takes to do those things right there, but to me, I don't think when you talk about making shots, it's not to me about how well you guys play together. It's, you know, does the big man have confidence in knowing that when I get double teamed, when I throw it to you guys on the outside, are you going to make the open shots, or do I need to force it a little bit more with my moves inside and give us a better chance to score? So I think that you can get to those things relatively quickly. But just the continuity of the offense, knowing where you want the shots to come from, that right there can take a bit more time.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams, Maryland tonight, taking on Coppin down in Baltimore. You can hear the game 105.7 of the Fan. Walt, Johnny Holiday, Chris Nocchi on the call. Do you think Larry Stewart, head coach of the Eagles, going to bring up the fact they beat you guys when you were there, Walt? 35 years ago?
Of course he is, man. That's the highlight of the university's tenure, you know? So, yeah. So the ironic thing about that is after that loss, that was the reason why I had the opportunity to be switched to the point guard for University of Maryland. We had lost that game, and I went to the office and talked to Coach Williams about me and Tion McCoy switching positions, and he was game for it. He gave me an opportunity, and that's the reason why I had the opportunity to play point guard at the University of Maryland. So, you know, Coppin State, that was I'm not so mad about that loss anymore, you know, understanding those circumstances that, you know, what came out of it.
Yeah, Walt Williams became a lottery pick after that position change. Wiz, we appreciate it as always. Happy New Year basketball-wise. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it.
You got it. Walt Williams, Terps tonight, taking on Coppin down in Baltimore. You can hear the game on the Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, then Inside Access takes over at 2. In that one, Maryland's at Rutgers coming up Saturday, 2:30. Terps 1.5-point favorites. In that one, we just talked about it with Walt Williams. Maryland Hoops starts tonight. You can hear the game on the Fan. Coverage at 5:30. World Series is over. New Orioles manager, he gets introduced tomorrow, along with David Rubenstein and Mike Elias. Now the quest to upgrade the roster begins and decide who you're going to tender, non-tender, when it comes to arbitration. So baseball is here. Gold gloves were announced yesterday. We'll talk more about that. Tomorrow, no Orioles were finalists, so obviously no Orioles won a gold glove. Anything on your mind, Nolan, before we hit the fun house here and make way for Inside Access?
No, baseball offseason will be starting here before we know it. Just saw the Yankees, Cody Bellinger, he opted out as expected. So, I mean, they'll still probably be the most likely to sign him. I mean, if I was putting a bet on it, they're probably the favorite still. But a lot of moving parts here within the next 5 days. Players opting out, opting in, all that stuff. So probably by the end of this week, I'll restart the free agency wish list stuff. We did the starting pitchers a couple weeks back. I'm thinking we go to the bullpen next.
Yeah, Lorenzen and Mike King both are opt-out dudes today as well. So two veteran arms available. King's a little bit younger, but more injury-prone.
Yeah, that's a one to keep an eye on. I don't even know if they'd really let him get away, even if, I mean, he obviously opted out, but, you know, Padres could probably use him back.
Big fastball.
Especially if they're going to let Cease go.
Yeah.
They need some depth there.
Free agent. Let's see. Mike Elias.
All right.
Rubenstein.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Some talk here on the trade deadline in the NFL. Texter says Jalen Phillips going to Philadelphia for a third round pick. I don't know. I really hope DaCosta doesn't let the opportunity to get a real pass rusher pass him by. The big names like Hendrickson, they're not going anywhere. That next tier down of players is pretty thin, in my opinion. Phillips would have been perfect for them.
Well, I like Chubb also. I think Chubb's a good player, and I think he would be a fit for them, an upgrade for what they've got. And Boye Mafe out of Seattle, he had 6 sacks last year, 9 the year before. You know, whatever they think of watching him on film, is he better than Ajabo? You know, I'm guessing he wouldn't cost a lot.
Could Thibodeau be on the move? Giants are already saying they're not trading him, yeah. But who knows?
And he's a free agent after, or he'd be 50-year option guy, so you'd have him for another year.
This one here, talking about more on the Ravens, says, truth is, Lamar and the Ravens have had trouble beating the Steelers even when Pittsburgh had worse quality at quarterback. Now with Rodgers, I think they're an even bigger threat. Could even see the Ravens losing to the Bengals, to be honest, especially the Patriots. Go and throw the Vikings in there as well. So all this to say, Texter still not buying in on the Ravens after winning 2 in a row over lesser competition.
Well, if they're 5-5, is that, would that be after the Jets or going into the Jets?
Going into the Jets.
If they're 5-5 going into the Jets, I think they're kind of on a roll and they're starting to play pretty good. And they're going to add somebody. And maybe that gives them a boost defensively.
Didn't I make a proclamation if they're 5-5, they'll win the division?
I think you did.
Yes.
You want to double down?
Yeah. Oh, hell all right. Yeah. All right. I mean, it's not because the
Ravens I'm not poking at you.
It kind of sucks. It's not a them thing.
But I mean, you know, like when they play Pittsburgh, like the Texter, you know, which defense shows up? I mean, last time they played them, they couldn't stop the run. And if they can't stop the run, then they'll never beat the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, when it's all said and done, Cleveland could be the tougher head-to-head matchup just because of how well they play the Ravens defensively.
Yeah, the only problem with that is they can't score any points in Cleveland.
Two words for you, Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
It is in Cleveland. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws.
Remember, Jameis Winston was player of the week after they played there last year.
Right. One last text here, Maryland basketball related. Says, Bob, I agree 100%. Maryland should be playing a non-conference game against Towson every year for that matter. At least, especially these past few years, it would have been nice to see Pat Scarry really turning the Tigers into a respectable, consistent program.
Yeah, they just got to get by Delaware in the conference tournament. I mean, they stacked those regular season wins as well. Pat's Carey, man, they got to get over the hump in the Colonial, but they are the favorites to win it. They got Loyola coming up tonight. Loyola's got three guys in the NBA, the Spencer brothers and Santi Aldama. Let that sink in for a minute.
We're seeing another one tonight? Asking you for another bold prediction?
No, I'm not going there. No, not going there.
How about name a player on the roster?
Jimmy Patsos. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to start Dirty Dozen. We got Feeble Five. We're going to talk about tonight's game, Terps, and Monday Night Football. We're going to get ready for Mike Elias and Alvarez, the new manager. We're going to talk about that and all the fun things that are coming out of the warehouse as the Orioles introduce the no skipper and then try to hopefully introduce some new players to the nest as the Birds look to bounce back after a last place finish here in 2025. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Terps Basketball. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk good morning for now. Class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.